don't you find it interesting that when they talk about bird flu and they try to scare everybody about a bird flu pandemic, they don't look at chicken meat. They don't look at eggs. They don't look at pork, right? Instead, what they do is they focus on cows. It's now all about the cows. Well, we know why it's all about the cows, because they've been telling us at the World Economic Forum, at the C40 meetings and all the rest of the stuff that they want to get rid of meat and dairy. So that's why they're focused on that. But I said, yeah, where are the pigs? Why aren't the pigs squealing? Well, this is why the FDA and the USDA are not squealing about any of this stuff, because they've already got the pigs. See, the pork producers, I guess we could say they are supine, porcine producers. You know, they just lay back and whatever the government tells them, sure, we'll do that to the pigs. No problem. The USDA and drug developers aren't required to release any information on veterinary drugs that are in the development pipeline. This is another reason why they want to tag and trace cattle. Because unlike the pig farmers, maybe, you know, there's they're not as easily moved to vaccinate the animals, because the animals, each animal costs a lot more. Independent detectives are left searching through peer-reviewed papers, university publications, USDA contracts, grant notifications, white papers from companies, or university websites in order to learn what is on the horizon. And of course, we have here in Tennessee, they recently put in a law saying you're not going to put vaccines into vegetables. And the person who introduced the law was mocked by some Democrats who wanted to put vaccines in vegetables. So where did you get that stuff up? Sounds like a conspiracy theory. And he said, well, it's been published in these white papers. It's been published and they've got grants about it. So yeah, it's going to be a thing and we need to stop it before it becomes a thing. Around 2014, the USDA granted a conditional license for mRNA vaccine use for pigs, the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. This is equivalent to emergency use authorization, and it gets around the USDA's vaccine licensing and authorization process. The next year, Merck bought Harris Vaccines to acquire their RNA platform. Merck's 2015 press release stated that this RNA technology represents a breakthrough in vaccine development. Then by 2018, Merck's RNA vaccine platform, built on top of the Harris vaccines technology. They called it Sequivity. These RNA injections are already in use in pigs. They're customized for different viruses, and the pork you're eating from the supermarket is already likely treated with these gene therapies. In 2016, BioNTech and Bayer, the two German companies, again, BioNTech teamed with Pfizer. They were the ones who actually did the mRNA vaccine. Pfizer actually, you know, lied and fraudulently presented it to everybody in the United States. Bayer, they're the company that bought Monsanto and their GMO seeds and their glyphosate and stuff. So these two companies, let's just be polite, we'll just call them companies, partnered to develop a veterinary mRNA vaccine. If you think that mRNA vaccines are the only problem, think again. This, by the way, is a Brownstone article. According to a 2021 paper published in the Frontiers of Veterinary Science, DNA, RNA, and recombinant viral vector vaccines are all in development. They're touted as capable of quick deployment. No time for pesky safety testing, let alone time to see if humans who consume meat from these animals suffer any long-term health effects. The paper also points out that farmed salmon are already receiving multiple DNA injections for various diseases. All this begs the question, can DNA vaccines change the genetic code of an animal or a human? According to a 2017 Moderna white paper titled mRNA Vaccines, Disruptive Innovation in Vaccination. Does that sound familiar? Remember Fauci? October of 2019, before they played this scam, he goes to the Milken Institute. He says, they say, how do you get everybody to take a vaccine all at once, all over the world without testing it? Well, you do it from the inside. You do it with disruption and you do it iteratively. Well, this is Moderna, 2017 Vaccines, Disruptive Innovation. So they call it. The key challenge, they said, associated with DNA vaccines is that they must penetrate the cell nucleus. Once inside the nucleus, DNA vaccines have a risk of permanently changing a person's DNA, unquote. That's Moderna in 2017. So can genetic injections given to animals affect the person who consumes the animal product? Chinese scientists have published a study where they injected mRNA-laced milk into the intestines of mice. The mRNA was successfully absorbed through the digestive tract and became active in their bodies. The researchers plan to follow up with a version where the mice are fed the mRNA rather than being injected. And in their paper's conclusion, they opine that in the near future, an mRNA delivery system based on milk-derived exosomes will serve as a platform for mRNA therapeutic development. I said from the very beginning of this that people were on to them. I don't want to get a vaccine. You know, so they're trying to come up with all these different things. Well, you don't like the needle? We'll do this little micro thing that Bill Gates has worked out with the MIT. So you don't feel anything, but we can still inject you. We got a lot of micro needles, but they are so small that even though they penetrate the skin and inject the stuff, you won't feel it because it won't get into the nerves. I said, well, even with that stuff, people have become skeptical. So they got to do it in a way that we don't see it. They got to do it into our food. And they're going to use this bird flu stuff to shut down the independent farms. And the big agricultural firms will just go along with them, just like the pig producers did. And then when it comes to vegetarian stuff, the National Science Foundation is funding one of several studies to put mRNA genes into lettuce and spinach and other things. So it's all of the food. It's not going to help you to stop eating meat. You know, the FDA was supposedly the Food and Drug Administration, food and drugs. Maybe it is food as drugs, which is where they want to go.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.